This is the end of this learning activity. What we need to ask is the success criteria. At this point, you should be able to verbally define what probability distribution is. You should be able to provide examples of discrete and continuous variables. You should be able to clearly describe random discrete variable X. You should be able to show the probabilities of all possible outcomes using probability distribution and calculate accurately all possible outcomes of a probability experiment. If you have any questions, feel free to contact your teacher. Thank you.